Sechas Bacham Paragidalef Mishnah Zion Echa Shabisha Ve'echa She'ira L'tocho Roteach. This din that we saw, that Klina Choshek in which Batar Kabanos is cooked in it, required Marika and Shtipa. That is true whether the Batar Kabanos was actually cooked in a Kli, or even if it was not cooked in this Kli, but after it was cooked in a different Kli, it was poured into the Klina Choshek while it was still hot. In either case, Marika and Shtipa is required. Echa Kachi Kachim Ve'echa Kachim Kalim Tuna Marika Ushtipa. Whether it was kachi kachin that was cooked in the klina chayshet, such as chakas or asha, or whether it was kachim kalam that was cooked in the klina chayshet, such as the shlamim. In either case, marifka and stifa is required. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, kachim kalam ain't antun in marika ustifa. Rabbi Shimon said, if it was kachim kalam that was cooked in the klina chayshet, marika and stifa is not required. Now, even though, as we said, since the time of the basar of the korban, gets nibla into the kli, and eventually becomes noser, and then when you cook something else into the kli, the time of the noser will come out into that new tapshal. So how could Rabbi Shimon say that marika and shtifa is not required when kachim kalam is cooked in it? The answer is, the Mefarshim explained, the Rabbi Shimon agreed that you do need to do hagala, to put it into a vat of hot water, to get the time of the basar out of the kli before it becomes noser. Just he holds marika and shtifa is not required. If marika and shtifa is there hakasav by a klina choshes in which basar kabanos is cooked in it, the simple hagala is not enough. As hagala simply means that you put the kli into a vat of hot water in order to get the time that is nibble into the kli out. But marika and shtifa requires much more than that. By marika and shtifa, you have to do it to the whole kli. As opposed to by hagala, you only have to do it to the part of the kli in which the basar was cooked in it. So too, Hagala would be good even with Yayin as opposed to Marika and Shtipa. It has to be done with Mayan. And so too, by Marika and Shtipa, you have to do Marika Bachamin with hot water, and then Shtipa Bitsonin with cold water, as opposed to Hagala, cold water is not required. So therefore, when Kashan Kalam is cooked in a clean Choshek, according to Rabbi Shimon, you would do regular Hagala. And according to the Rabbanim that argue, you would have to do Marika and Shtipa. Rabbi Tarfon, Omer and Bishabo, Mitzchilas HaRegel. Yivashabo, Kar Regel. Rabbi Tarfon says, if you cook basar kabanos in a klina choshes in the beginning of yontif, you would not have to do marika and shtifa until after yontif is finished. You can continue cooking in the klina choshes without marika and shtifa throughout the yontif. The reason being is that a lot of kabanos are brought on yontif, so therefore the kli will be constantly used and reused to cook basar shlamim in it. And therefore, since you cook more basar shlamim before the all basar shlamim that was cooked in it could become loser, the time of the original shlamim that was cooked in it would come out of the kli into the new basar before it becomes noser. So therefore, marika and shtipa would not be required until after yontif is finished. The chachamim say even on yontif, you cannot go the whole yontif without marika and shtipa. You would have to do marika and shtipa before the zman of the achila of the shlamim is up. The shlamim is eaten for 2 days, and after 2 days it becomes noser. So before those 2 days are up, you would have to do marika and shtifa to get the time of the shlamim out of the kli, so that way it will not be noser. Marika ushtifa, marika ka marika takos, ushtifa ka shtifa takos. What is marika and shtifa? Marika is like the marika of a kos of berachas hamazon, in which the inside is washed down. So too, when you do marika, when you put the kli into hot water, the inside also gets washed down. While shtifa is like the shtifa of a kos of berachas hamazon that is washed on the outside, so too when you do shtifa with cold water, you wash out the outside of the kli. Marika b'chamin u'shtifa b'tzoinin. Marika is done with hot water, while shtifa is done with cold water. V'ashpud v'askala magilon b'chamin. A spit and a grate that is used to roast basar kabanos on it. Marika and shtifa is not required. Instead, you would do a simple hagala in hot water. You would put it into a vat of hot water so that the tam or the korbanos would come out from the shpud and the askala before it becomes noser. Sechas Vachem Paragidalef Mishnah Chas Bisha Bo Kachem V'chule O Kache Kachem V'Kachem Kal. If the kli was used to cook kachem in it, and after that chulem was cooked in the kli without any hagala being done to the kli in between, or the kli was first used to cook kache kachem in it, such as chatas and asham, and subsequently it was used to cook kachem kalam into it. So now the tam of the kachem kachem has come out into the kachem kalam, or in to the chulam. And yet behem benoisin tam. If there's enough kachi kachin that was cooked in the kli that it would give time to the kachim kalin that was subsequently cooked in the kli. Meaning to say that there was not 60 times the amount of kachim kalin kineged, the amount of kachi kachin that was cooked in the kli. So therefore, since it gives time to the kachim kalin that is subsequently cooked in the same kli, so the kachi kalin gets the same din as a kachi kachim. Aria kalim necholen kechamurim, the kachim kalin can only be eaten like the more stringent kachim, like the kachik kachim, and since the kachik kachim has given time to the kachim kalim gets the din of the kachik kachim, and therefore it could only be eaten for one day and one night, like a chakas or an ashram, and that it could only be eaten by zichrei kuhuna, by kohanim, and only males, lefnim min haklam, inside the klam, inside the chatar ha'moed, or inside the azara, and also the kli we subsequently need Marika and Shtiva. This mission is going according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that when Kachem Kalam is cooked in a Kli, it does not require Marika and Shtiva, but in this case, since Kachem Kachem was first cooked in a Kli, and then the Kachem Kachem gave time to the Kachem Kalam. So now the Kachem Kalam have a din like Kachem Kachem, so therefore the Kli requires Marika and Shtiva. And so too, it would passel the Maka. Meaning to say that if this Kachem Kalam that had the same din as kachi kachim was subsequently touched while it was hot, another piece of kachim kalim, that second piece of kachim kalim would also have a din like kachi kachim. As that is a din, anytime kachim kalim touches kachi kachim while it is hot, the piece of kachim kalim also gets a din like kachi kachim, since the time of the kachi kachim that touches it gets nivla into that piece. So here also, since the first piece of kachim kalim had the same din like kachi kachim, if it would touch another piece of kachim kalim, that second piece of kachim kalim also would have a din like kachi kachim. Ve'einan tunim marigu shtifa ve'einan paisim b'maga. I'm forced to say that the Gemara speaks that over here, that there is a little bit missing from this mission, and it should read like this: in ein behem benozni tam. If the kachi kachim that was first cooked in the kli was not enough to give time to the kachim kalim that was subsequently cooked in the same kli, meaning to say there were 60 times the amount of kachim kalim kineged the kachi kachim that was first cooked in the kli. In such a case, ena kalim nechalim kechamur, the kachim kalim would not have a din like the kachi kachim, as since there is no time of kachi kachim in the kachim kalim would not have to be eaten like kachi kachim. And so too, the kli would not have to have Marika and Shtifa done to it. At this mission is going according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that when Kachem Kalam is cooked in a Kli, no Marika and Shtifa is required. Even though Kachem Kachem was first cooked in this Kli, since subsequently Kachem Kalam was cooked in the Kli, all the time of the Kachem Kachem came out of the Kli when the Kachem Kalam was cooked in it, so therefore Marika and Shtifa is not required. And so too, it would not pass the Maga, meaning to say, if that piece of Kachem Kalam that was cooked and this kli would get touched by another piece of kachim kalim while it was hot, that second piece of kachim kalim would not have a din like kachi kachim. And since the first piece of kachim kalim also did not have a din like kachi kachim, since the kachi kachim did not give time to that piece of kachim kalim, so certainly the second piece of kachim kalim that touches the first piece of kachim kalim also would not have a din like kachi kachim. Rakik shenaga barakik b'chaticha b'chaticha. If a rakik tussle and not kosher baked good would touch a rakik kosher or kosher baked good while they were still hot, b'chaticha b'chaticha, or a piece of meat from a korban would touch a piece of meat of chulin while it was hot, lo kvar rakikin v'lo kvar chaticha is asur. The entire rakik or the entire chaticha would not become asur. Ain't no asur ela makom shabala. The only part of the chaticha or the rakik that would become asur is the makom of the chaticha or the rakik that the time of the chaticha's korban or the rakik pasul was nivla into it. But the makom or the rakik or the chaticha that has no time from the rakik pasul or the chaticha's korban would not become asur. So you can chop off the makom that has time from the chaticha's korban, and the rest of the chaticha would be mutter.